You're listening to KGNU Radio. We just finished Electronic Air, 2 hours of electronic music that's on every Saturday night from 9 to 11. Next up is Under the Floorboards, whereas Electronic Air is mostly modern, syncopated, beat-oriented, glitch, bass-heavy music. Under the Floorboards is something else. It's a little bit different. It's the idea is to be less heard, more obscure, not necessarily syncopated or beat driven or anything else driven. Each entity being unique to itself. Under the Floorboards, started by Little Theodore more than 35 years ago, 36, 37 years ago. Not sure exactly when, but you know, really soon after KGNU Radio started. KGNU went through the 40th anniversary last year, and wasn't but a few years later that Under the Floorboards started. So Little Theodore has given up his regular rotation, so now there is a DJ rotation that I'm on for Under the Floorboards. So we ask you to help out KGNU Radio by becoming a listener member. And you're already a listener because you're listening. And some of you probably are members already. And some of you have already pledged. And thanks for that. And if you haven't, don't be afraid to do it. You can give me a call and you can chat with me about it. I just talked to somebody who had some reservations about it, and that's okay, too. It's all about open dialogue here, as far as I'm concerned. So please, state your case. Give me a call. Let me know what's up. Let me know what you like about KGNU, and if you have some ideas about what we can do to make it even better, Sure like to hear those ideas. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Now, on Electronic Air, I did a theme of played electronic music that had interesting and, in many cases, higher consciousness voice samples. Going to keep a similar theme on Under the Floorboards. Going to play other tracks that are not beat-oriented, but have voice samples integrated with the music. Going to start out with a track by Negative Land called The ABCs of Anarchy. Under the Floorboards is just 1 hour show. Give me a call, 303-449-4885. Here is the ABCs of Anarchism.
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority is...
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio.
I get money.
You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I
guess
think
what?
That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. Oh, got it?
Guess what?
I say, how can you make a statement? It's true, even if it is
wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
I want to tell you about anarchism, and I believe that anarchism is Because anarchism is the only thing that can give you liberty, well-being, and bring peace and joy to the world.
You just have to remember, whatever people think is right is right.
Don't tell me what you want.
The Country Bunny
Teletubbies
Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from Oakwood Mall.
The Teletubbies
Children's Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from
Teletubbies
Mall.
Certain men getting their way.
The Anarchy
Children's Boutique, located in Bunny Country. Bunny Bunny Country Country 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 Bunny Bunny.
We've never promoted some kind of cliché anarchy and rebellion stance, obviously, in our direct, in our music, or whatever.
But just hold on a minute.
But hold on, hold on a minute, just hold on, wait. Before I can tell you what anarchism is...
Conclusion?
Just never ending, you know. They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
Well, what a bunch of jerks.
Well, we won't let that happen.
Well,
at its best moments, this nation has always found its true source of political energy.
Well,
among those citizens and unexpected voices.
Well,
who took it upon themselves to act.
Conclusion?
What a bunch of jerks.
Would they prefer anarchy?
If forced to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of skin law.
Would they prefer anarchy?
If forced to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of
disorder
or chaos.
Being involved in something like this, I tell you, it can strip the hope right out of you. You start really looking the beast in the face day after day. And you see what the problems are. And you do all those kinds of good things you're taught to do. You write and you call your member of Congress. You write letters to the editor. You go out and vote. It makes no difference.
Anarchism, actually, is the opposite of all of that.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be.
Tinky Winky.
Sing songs that remind him of the good times.
All the Teletubbies were feeling very, very happy.
I know no country in which there is so little true independence of mind and freedom of discussion as in America.
Well, what I think we ought to do is get rid of everyone we got in there and start out, even Republican or Democrat.
Clean house.
We got to get something to change the system somehow. I don't know how.
You must avoid the government of democracy.
Would they prefer anarchy?
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither. 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 Neither.
Anarchism means that you should be free.
Whatever people think is right is right, even if it isn't.
Hey, well, then tell me what's right.
What's right? If you don't know what's right is, then you don't belong in this country. That's what's destroying our country, a lot of damn flapping mouths.
Anarchism means there should be no war.
This doesn't matter.
No violence.
This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
No monopoly.
This doesn't matter.
No poverty.
How can they not expect the government to regulate us?
No oppression.
Because we can't regulate ourselves.
And no taking advantage of your fellow man.
Somebody has to.
No? The ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created.
As the memo says, feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. The perception lies in the eye of the beholder.
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I get no.
I don't think you do.
No?
But I know something that might help you.
I get no.
Well, I know a song all about up and
down.
Strategy worked. If not, switch your viewpoint. There are no absolutes. Turn to some different people. Remember that whatever they think is right, even if it isn't. Then try again.
Have you got that, people? Have you got that?
Conclusion?
If forced to A, B, or C.
Have you got that?
Three. If forced to A, B, or C. Thought you was A, B, or C. A, B, or C.
Conclusion?
It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. But there are two opinions as to its nature and consequence.
Conclusion?
It says a great deal positively about
the. I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Conclusion?
This is your friendly, stupid weatherman reminding you that when they can't have their anarchism, I have to make it right for them. Every time. How about that?
Would they prefer anarchy?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I know what I'd like to do with my life.
Oh, really?
And it'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years. But it'll be worth it. I want to be a river.
I know what I'd like to do with my life. I know what I'd like to do with my life. It'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years.
But it'll be worth it.
langes Einatmen, langes Ausatmen. Und
They do cause diseases, you know. I'm a firm believer in that.
Right.
One, two, three. Four. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union, the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just on a little, one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on pride. And it's called outside favor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect. You know? It's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
There's two things he'll talk about. One's politics, the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
You know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the, just thanks for the good thoughts.
No. Temperature. What has been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. Well, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. About 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. That's a long time. How long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. Being nausea?
Nausea occasionally, yes. I sometimes wake up nauseated.
Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Fueron negradas de ella.
setta sotto sulla musica per parlare extraterrestre. Ma credo che non significa la musica.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying to make some girl. Sock it to me, baby. Let's spend the night together, making love. Light my fire. Gimme what you got. Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
148
Gromley. Too late. Till it was too late.
Get over!
Psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding maniacs. This marvelous week of murder begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about a maniac with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
This is KPIX Eyewitness News Nightcast.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music, might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
continue this.
Negative Land considers its music thought-provoking, even humorous. But the members of this East Bay musical group aren't a bit amused that one of their songs may be linked to a multiple murder case. The case involves 16-year-old David Brom, an A student from a very religious family. He's accused of killing his brother, sister, and parents with an axe. Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music, even on the night of the murders, when a Negative Land album may have sparked the last family dispute. And in particular, the song Christianity is Stupid may also have been involved.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all, or whatever, it's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think is ridiculous.
They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders.
Christianity is stupid.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota, and eventually a return to their live performances, and a career that after 9 years had finally taken some positive turns. But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, Nightcast.
Kate?
The Trailside killer David Carpenter has now been convicted of 7 murders.
And that is Negative Land's.
This is Tom Krautmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
No!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake in the one!
Okay, well, anyway, that was the last track I played on Under the Floorboards. You're listening to KGNU Radio. I'm Buddha Bomb, and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I have live in the studio Adam Weber. How'd you like that last track?
Oh, it was glorious. I loved it. It was good.
You need to be here. On the mic, yes. Okay, say that again.
Of course, I love that track. Anything Negative Land is good.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and so you heard that story about there was a murder, and it was...
No, that's new to me, yeah.
Well, but I mean, you just heard it now.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
So this is, you know, a couple decades ago. But there was a murder, and it was in the news, and it was a Christian family. Yeah. And yeah, the son apparently killed the family with the axe, and you heard, yeah, you know, that Negative Land was involved. Well,
of course they were definitely involved, I'm sure.
Well, they were involved. Well, the way they got involved was they made tracks and they referenced that song, and then they became associated with it because they kind of like insinuated that basically what happened was there was a family argument where the teenage son was listening to music that the parents didn't approve of. So that's the story, okay? Yeah. And then he killed the whole family with an axe, which is, you know, typical reaction if, you know.
Music usually does that to you, you know.
Yeah. So, so Negative Land surmised that... they might have been arguing about Christianity is Stupid because, exactly, you know, that would really make the parents mad if he was listening to that song. I mean, I assume he was listening to some heavy metal, you know, kind of thing.
I'm sure there's a lot more.
But anyway, so they kind of made a whole, like, you know, a whole set of things related to it by just saying that, well, you know, he could have been listening to Christianity is Stupid. So that was the connection.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah. So it is now the midnight hour, and it is time for Sleepless Nights.
Yes.
And it's Sleepless Nights, and it happens to be a sleepless night. So that's, right. That's called synchronicity, I believe.
I like it.
So, Adam, you and I met last year,
yes.
And we discovered that we, you know, we share a common passion for electronic music,
yes.
And old and new electronic music.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so I've invited you to be a guest on my show. So why don't you tell us the kind of music you've prepared for tonight?
Well, so what I have here is some releases from Platypus. From 1993 to 2000. There's only one track on here that I think is 2000. Most of the releases are from 93 to 95. I don't know if your listeners know, but Platypus was a really big label in the, you know, late 90s.
Some of the listeners will know Platypus.
Okay.
That was a big label.
Yeah.
Okay, now... who owned Platypus Records?
Simon Barry.
That's right. And he had one of the bands that was on the label.
That's correct. Union Jack?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What was his other aliases?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking the question. Yeah, no, I figured that you're well-versed in Platypus Records. But, yeah, no, Union Jack was one... of the songs. I mean, okay, the first song that I heard that made me aware of Platypus Records, and I just had the name, but it was Love. What's the one?
I wonder if I'm playing it. I don't think I'm playing it.
Yeah.
But it has Love in it? Love Club?
No. It's funny, the name just escaped me. But... yeah, it was a love song, and I'll look it up here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the kind of the tracks and the groups that you're going to be playing?
You know, so what I did was, so I had volume 1, 2, and 3, which is like the, you know, cream of the crop of what they released. I, you know, just, you know, with trance and.